So we have this familiar parable about the talents that the master had given to his servants. The talents, of course, represent the talents that God has given to us, the gifts that he has, the abilities, and perhaps the word here has been put into our vocabulary to represent really our talents, although talents in this context were a means of currency, money. And money can be a grace, a talent, a gift from God, as well as our abilities. These talents representing our intelligence, our money, our material possessions, our abilities in different ways. All the gifts that God has given to us in health and strength and family and influence and position, all these different things we are to use for the glory of God, primarily for the good of our neighbor and for our own spiritual growth, as opposed to our own squandering, our own selfish pleasures. Let's take inventory of all the talents and blessings and gifts that God has given to us. We're called to put them all immediately, as this first man with the five talents went immediately and traded with them. We take all our abilities immediately, even from our youth, and we put them to the service of God. In religious life, we're blessed to do this as well, to spend all our time, every moment of our day. And time, too, is a gift from God, one of the greatest treasures that God has given to us. Time, to spend our time well, is a gift from God. And with each moment of time, we can gain merit and reward for eternal life and service to God. So we are called to spend our time, our money, our abilities in God's service, and we can look to the saints as examples to that. Look at Pope John Paul II, who had so many gifts. He was good-looking and healthy and an outdoorsman. He was a theologian, a philosopher, a great intellect. He was a pope at a young age, and he literally exhausted himself in the service of God and his people. And he wrote so much. He spent all this time, and he traveled the world around the world. They say like he traveled around the world 8 times, so to speak, traveling it with a. And he exhausted those who went with him. And he did this to the end of his life. And we even see him working in his feebleness of his old age, and he died in that way. He was an example to us of this life spent in God's service, is a shining example to us of how we should live our life. And this is, we look at the gospel too of Jesus when he cursed the fig tree. And the scholars say that represented a fig tree that didn't bear fruit. It wasn't the season for fruit. It wasn't matured. And so representing the youth. The youth, too, have to dedicate their time in God's service. And we think of youth as a time to enjoy and to have fun and enjoy life, and that's part of God's will for them. But it's enjoyment for the glory of God, enjoyment for God. And so these abilities that we look at in ourselves, we put to God's service. And it's important to focus too on the ability of the reality of time and how we should spend our time well, a life spent well, and not waste any time. Each moment of our day, we can gain greater merit for the glory of God. As St. Alphonsus speaks of a woman, a Benedictine nun, who died and went to heaven, and she came back and appeared to another sister and said that she's perfectly happy there, but if she wanted anything, she'd be happy to come to earth to suffer and to gain greater glory for eternal life, and added that she'd be happy to suffer the pains of her death until the end of time for the glory of saying one Hail Mary. And we who pray the rosary are counting up all those Hail Marys for our greater merit. The Church does recommend that we be have that incentive, a greater reward in heaven for the good that we do in this life and in union with our Lord. But the more perfect thing, of course, is to do all to please God, to make Him happy, to serve Him, to be happy serving Him, and not so much focusing on the rewards that God will give, but to serve Him, to find our joy in pleasing Him, as Saint Therese of the Child Jesus shows us in such a shining way. She, who is one of the greatest saints of our time, really lived for God, and she didn't think of herself and any rewards that she would get in it. She's one of the greatest saints, receiving one of the greatest rewards, and she lived for love. She was just caught up in the love of Jesus and lived her life there in that, and really spent herself for God in that way. And we can think too of sufferings of our life. Saint Bernadette, who was suffering a lot of illness in her life, she